JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Now for a special clip. What is the Talmud?
The Oral Law of Sinai explains the written law. For instance, when the Torah says an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth, that cannot be taken literally, because of what value is it to the victim that the perpetrator also will lose an eye? But rather, it is an expression of damages. How much is an eye worth? Now, an eye is incalculable, but we have methods today of calculating it. In workman's compensation cases, for instance, there is a set amount for every limb in the body. It has to be that way in a court of law, otherwise we'll never come to any decisions. So the rabbis taught us that when the Torah said, for instance, an eye for an eye, this is what it meant. It meant that in reality, putting out somebody else's eye is a terrible crime, incalculable in money. But on the other hand, in terms of the practicality of the matter, we reduce the damages to a monetary value, to a payment of specie, a payment of money. And there are thousands of such examples of the oral law. We would not know how to live on the Sabbath, if it were not for the oral law. We would not know what the laws of the dietary laws of Kashrut are, if it were not for the oral law. We would not know what the tefillin, what the boxes on our arms and heads that we wear every morning in our prayer service, what they're supposed to be. And in fact, all of Judaism would be completely mysterious, would be voodoo, if it were not for the oral law, which explains all of these things and gives us the basis. And there are rules set in the oral law which allow us and give us the basis, rather, for interpreting the written law of the Torah, of the Bible itself, to give us greater understanding, to appreciate God's word, and to realize what he wishes to have from us. The Jewish people are based upon the oral law as much as they are based on the Bible. And what is interesting is that the Bible has gone to the entire world. Everybody has it. But the oral law that has remained almost exclusively within the confines of the Jewish people and Jewish scholarship until today. In the world of the yeshivot, of the rabbinical seminaries, it is the oral law that is dealt with. It is the oral law that forms the basis for scholarship and creativity, for books, and for understanding all about Judaism. We are the people of the oral law of Judaism. My name is Beryl Wine, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.